Being joined by Hampton Dumont Cal girls track and field coach Nikki Donenworth, a fifth place finish as a team here at the home Lady Bulldog Invitational tonight. Fifth place out of 15. What's your analysis of how that sounds tonight? You know, being able to place 50 in a pretty solid field, I would say.
Yeah, we're super psyched about that. We tend to do really, really well against really big fields because the events that we do well in, we do really, really well. So. We might go out in a quad or a meet with only five other teams or so, and we might get fourth or fifth because those teams can go double place in some individual things. But we come out here in meets like this in front of a home crowd with 15 teams, and we can win a bunch of events, and that really puts us in a good spot. So we're super excited.
A couple of standout performers to talk about tonight. Lily Hambley ends up taking first place in the 400 hurdles, and you had mentioned before the season a new race for her.
Yep.
So for her to be able to come out and perform that well in the 400 hurdles, and then, of course, some top five finishes in the jumps as well, what can you say about how she was able to perform here tonight?
Lily kind of comes to each practice kind of wondering what it is we're going to ask her to do that day. What event we're going to ask her to try. So she tried tonight long jump for the first time. She came in yesterday for practice, and we said, hey, meet us over at the long jump pit, and just tried it out today and yesterday, and she placed fourth in the long jump at a meet with 15 teams. So we're super excited about that. The 400 hurdles, we knew with her, the 400, the quarter mile is her specialty, and that is a tricky place to be because of, you know, you can't run four 400s in a meet, and so trying to find her the most events at that, you know, at that distance is tricky. So we try to get her, you know, we wanted to try her in those jumps and just see, and she did excellent. The 400 hurdles, she's so strong in the 100 hurdles. We're not running a shuttle this year, so getting her out there in the lows, her quarter speed and her hurdle form and her experience in the hurdles, that was a natural transition, and she has embraced that, and we're super pumped about that.
Some other pretty solid performances here tonight. I mean, we could kind of go on down the line, you know, Brooklyn Valley in the 100, Mackenzie Valley second in that 3000 as well. Sprint Med places fifth. Any other events you kind of want to highlight here for their efforts here tonight?
Yeah, Mackenzie Valley is another, we're trying to find her sweet spot as well with events. She really likes the longer distances. And so she came out tonight and PR'd in the 3000 and got second for us, which is huge at such a huge meet, and ran in the 11s for the first time in the 3000. So that was awesome. And she's a gamer, so she likes to compete and get out there. Charlie Morton obviously goes out there, and she's kind of in a race against herself each night. And that's kind of a hard place to be, actually, and keep your composure. And, you know, she doesn't get complacent. She's not necessarily satisfied. She continues to work hard outside of meets to keep pushing herself. So she's kind of in a league all her own there, and she's really preparing herself for the Drake Relays and state competition and really her college career next year. So she had an outstanding night. Who else did we just say?
Got just, the results here too.
Yeah. Marley Moss, she comes out and she's a sophomore for us, our only other distance runner. She came out in PR too in the 3000 and had something that's a time that started with a 13 for the first time. So huge celebration for her. And just lots of things that we didn't really know what to expect when you got only I think we're down to 13 girls right now with some injuries and other things, 13 or 12 on any given night. So we're not really sure what to expect from some different combinations. And they just get out there and they do it. And that is, they're really surprising us with what they're willing to do and how well they're competing right now.
All right. And you had mentioned, of course, Charlie Morton going to be at the Drake Relays. You got another week to see if you can qualify anyone else. Anyone kind of on the doorstep or on the fringe right now, or just Charlie, you think, at this point? Or what's that looking like for you guys?
Yeah, Charlie at this point, she's the only one that's met the standard automatically. I mean, I don't want to put any pressure on Lily.
Right.
She's She's up there in the 400 hurdles.
Just a few seconds off.
Yep. And with it being such a new event, I mean, she's got a couple of weeks to, if we really ran her fresh and got a really good night, I mean, that would be really, really difficult. That's an event that's really difficult to qualify. You got to be in the top, for that event. Top 16 in all classes. So that's really the only other thing that we're maybe looking at, but yeah.
You bet. And then last question for you. Senior night seems kind of early in the season, but you know, you're able to recognize those four seniors down there in front of the crowd here tonight. What can you say about, you know, that special moment for those girls?
Yep. And we typically reserve senior night for the co-ed meet later in the season, and in the last, I don't know how many years, we've lost senior night because of weather. And so we thought, you know what, if we're going to get the meet in, let's try it, because we, they're just too special to lose the opportunity to recognize. So, Charlie and Lily have been out for 4 years. And I'm going to, I can't say enough about them. So that's all I can say. But just really appreciate their contributions, and Brooklyn coming out for the first year. Gosh, she's a gamer too, and she's impacted our team in such a short time. And Zan, our manager, just willing to do whatever, and we're just so grateful.
You bet. Any final thoughts you want to share about your team here tonight before we wrap up?
Super proud. That's it.
All right, that's HD Cal girls track and field coach Nikki Donworth joining us here on Radio On The Go Sports.